Are any of you thinking of starting a podcast? If so, you should definitely look into using Anchor. For starters, it's free. There's also creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so many more. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need for a podcast in one place. So go ahead and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Let's get back to the show.
I mean, ultimately, I say you go where you not where you want it, but I mean, go where you want it, not where you need it. So just go somewhere where you can develop your game and the work you put in the gym that, you know, your coaches, they trust in you being able to showcase that on the court. Don't go nowhere where you're going to sit on the bench. Don't go nowhere where they're not investing in your skills and investing in your game. Go somewhere where you can play, whether if it's a smaller school, that's okay, because at the end of the day, collegiate coaches, they'll find you. I talked to pretty much all of my coaches here in Illinois, and, you know, they find talent. Talent is going to be found. So just go somewhere where you want it, not where you need it.
Okay, we are here with Illini guard Ayo Dosunmu. How you feeling, bro?
All good, man. Excited to be here. Excited to be on the podcast.
Yes, sir. We had to get you on. So let's start from the beginning. Who put the ball in your hands, and where did your love for the game originate?
I would say my dad put the ball in my hands at a young age. You know, stuff like junior NBA, small fry, where I competed against, you know, other Chicago great guards and older than me or my age. And that's really where my love for the game came at, when I found at a young age that I had a chance to make it far in this game. So I start, you know, taking it much more serious, and my dedication evolved tremendously.
Definitely, for sure. I'm happy you brought up your dad. Let's talk about the family real quick. You know, we basically grew up living fairly close to each other. So I would be at your house, y'all come over my house, things like that. And I know from growing up with y'all that, you know, you're a very family-oriented person. And, you know, anybody that's ever came to one of your games or one of Kobe's games, shout out to my boy Kobe, shout out Coach Q, the whole family. They know exactly who, you know, y'all biggest fans are. So how important has that been for you over the years, just having that support system?
I mean, like you said, you know, growing up, we always had our families there, pretty much all three of us. I'm a huge family guy. You know, my dad, he was my coach growing up. And so he always pushed me to the limit. Then, you know, my two sisters, they, you know, they want me to be great. They pushed me to the limit also. And then my older brother, Kobe. So, you know, we just fell in love with the game at a young age, both of us. And my dad started in us. My mom started in us. So they pushed us. They motivate us. They also cheer us on. They're my number one fan. You know, my family, they love just coming to my games. They love seeing me play, seeing me succeed. And also watching me fail so I can ultimately get better.
All right. And, you know, talk about, you know, your relationship with your dad. You know, y'all are real close, man. So how did y'all balance, you know, the father-son relationship and, you know, him being your coach as well?
Yeah, I mean, of course, growing up, we really close. I would say just how our relationship started at a very young age. Of course, growing up, it was like growing pains and like bouncing out my dad and my coach. But ultimately, that's why I can say my mom, my sisters, they came in, just keep me on the right page, just knowing that it's the best for me. Mm-hmm. And then we, you know, evolved more and more, and I knew that he wanted what's best for me. And he, at the end of the day, he just wanted me to be successful. That's when I would say we got much more close. And, you know, he loved playing basketball. I love playing basketball. So now we can just talk about it and talk about ways I can get better on and off the court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That's dope. And, you know, like just watching you over the years, like you've always, like you said, you were basically the youngest always playing up with us. But like it never showed. Like the IQ was always there. You know, the skill set was always there. But what really impressed me even early on was like your mindset. Like you were always confident in your abilities. And part of that is the work ethic that you and Kobe have always had. But, you know, I've recently been trying to just pay more attention to what separates, you know, players from the pack. And, you know, some players play just to have fun. Some play because, you know, they're good at it. But then there's, you know, that select few that play to be the best. And I think that that's one thing that you have, one quality that you have, like you plan to be the best. Right. We've had a lot of conversations over the years about who's the best. And, you know, I was always a LeBron guy. I know you love Kobe and you had, you know, that had the whole Mamba mentality thing going on. But I wanted to know, like, what motivates you? Is it the competitiveness? Is it just wanting to be best? What motivates Ayo?
Yeah, I mean, it's the competitiveness. It's the desire I have to, you know, be the best that I can be. The work that I put in also, I put a lot of work into the game, into my mind, body, and, of course, my abilities on the court. So it's like putting it all together, I just want the outcome to be the best. And like you said, growing up watching Kobe, the mama mentality, the mentality he has to be the best in anything he does, to get better at anything he does. Mm-hmm. I try to take that at a young age. I also was blessed to play up, you know, playing against you guys at a young age. It forced me to grow up faster. It forced me to not be a kid really for as long as I can, because I knew that I was going against older, stronger, and talented players than me. So that all that together, put that into like one box, and it motivates me to be the best I can be and work as hard as I can every day to be the best I can be.
Definitely. Right. And then like Bryce said, bro, it was always like Ayo was, you know, when we was younger, of course we knew, you know, he was 2 years, you know, younger than us. But then once we got to Morgan Park, that's when it really set in, like, dang, bro, I'm a senior, 2 more years left. I'm like, yeah, he gonna be cold, man. You know what I'm saying? So
all right, so election day is coming soon. And even though this is a presidential election, there are many more candidates on the ballot besides the president. And not only do we want you all to get out there and vote, but we also want you to know who you're voting for.
Go to Ballot Ready for a nonpartisan guide to your entire ballot. From there, you can compare candidates based on stances on issues, biography, or endorsements. And then save your choices to use when you vote by mail or in the voting booth. You can even request your absentee ballot or make a plan to vote early on election day.
As you all know, this election matters. Make sure that you have a plan to vote and vote informed.
You know, let's transition into, you know, high school. You know, you went to Westinghouse for a year and then, you know, ended up at Morgan Park. So, you know, why did you decide to, you know, go to Morgan Park?
You know, of course, Coach Nick, I felt that he did a great job of developing guards within the field with Billy Gary, you, Charlie, Marcus Levet. I felt that that group of guards that he had, I feel like I had a chance to, you know, to get better, to, of course, elevate my stock nationally and within the state, and just, you know, get better, just push me to be the best I can be. I felt like it was a much better platform to showcase my skills, and we had a chance to win state championships. So all that together ultimately decided for me to, you know, transfer to Morgan Park.
Even though we came up short, man, yeah. But we still had a good year though, bro. Like, yeah. But what advice, you know, you have for the high school student athletes out there that's trying to make that, you know, decision to, you know, figure out what high school fits, you know, them and their player style.
I mean, ultimately, I say you go where you not where you want it, but I mean, go where you want it, not where you need it. So just go somewhere where you can develop your game. And the work you put in the gym that, you know, your coaches, they trust in you being able to showcase that on the court. Don't go nowhere where you're going to sit on the bench. Don't go nowhere where they're not investing in your skills and investing in your game. Go somewhere where you can play, whether if it's a smaller school, that's okay, because at the end of the day, collegiate coaches, they'll find you. I talked to pretty much all my coaches here in Illinois. And, you know, they find talent. Talent is going to be found. So just go somewhere where you want it, not where you need it.
Gotcha. And that kind of carries up into my next question. You know, you were recruited by some big schools coming out of high school. Why Illinois? And then, you know, like I said, you might have answered part of this, but do you have any advice for student athletes that are going through the recruitment process right now?
Illinois. I would say I chose Illinois because it was the best. I mean, I had a lot of schools recruiting me, I would say. I cut my list to 4. It was USC, Wake Forest, Kansas, and Illinois. And like I said, some of those schools, they show interest in me, but I felt like Illinois was a place where I was wanted and needed, where I could come in and play my game while also developing my game. Nothing was handed to me. I had to work for everything, all my success, but I knew that my work was going to be there. So it was the best place, and, you know, leaving my legacy here, you know, 20, 30 years down, people be able to say my name as one of the cornerstones to help turn the program around. And winning for my home state, playing for my home state, that was always a dream come true. And people going through the recruiting process, I would say the same thing. It really doesn't matter about the big name schools. It's just about going somewhere where you can play and you can develop, where you can get better at, where you can win, and where you can, you know, put the work in and it can show. Because like I said, there's so many great basketball players. You know, us being from Chicago, we know so many great basketball players that just don't have the opportunity to go to a big-name school, or whether it's grades or just not having the right guidance. But we know they have the talent. So, you know, the talent is always there. It's just about going somewhere where you can play and you can, you know, be successful at right away.
Great point. You know, you're about a year now. You're about a year away from finally becoming a pro. When did that set in for you that that could, you know, be a reality for you?
Definitely this summer. This summer definitely hit me like where I'm like, dang, like I could be getting paid on the 15th. It really hit me. but you know, COVID-19, God had other plans, of course. Sure. But this summer really where I knew like, okay, I know I can play at the next level. I know I can be successful at the next level.
That's interesting. I would have thought that, you know, you kind of realized that early on. I mean, I always thought going back to when growing up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, I always had the dream, like, I want to be a pro. If you want to go further back, of course, like you said, when he was younger. But, like, this summer, I would say that's where it got close. I'm right here to become.
I feel that. So, you know, jet life, man. So, you know, people that have been following you for a while, they've definitely heard you, you know, say jet life, you know, seen your IG handle. They've, you know, seen you throw it up throughout the game, pregame, things like that. But for those that don't know, what is jet life?
You know, jet life is a remembrance of, you know, our beloved friend Darius Brown. You know, he was gunned down, shot when he was 13 in Chicago. So I just try to say jet life because before he died, that's what he always did. You see him in videos and pictures, he always go like this, jets. So it was a remembrance that I try to do to remember him. You know, I remember the legacy that he left at a young age, just remembering, you know, how cool he was, how motivated he was. You know, it really wasn't a lot of people that didn't like him. He was a people's person. So I just try to pass on his legacy so people can remember him. So that's just what I'm trying to do. That's my point, to just give back to him and for his name and for his mom, his parents, just, you know, live that on for life. Jet life so that can go on forever.
Definitely. Right. I love that, bro.
Yeah. And I mean, rest in peace to Darius again, man. You know, that was tough for us when we were, you know, younger. Just that whole experience, man, it was crazy.
Yeah.
But, so you obviously decided, you know, to go back to school for another year. You know, and your high school teammate Adam Miller will be joining you as well. You know, you two have already had, you know, a lot of success at the high school level. So what can Illini fans, you know, expect from you two?
I mean, if we're going to expect, we're going to expect, you know, just people who want to win and go out there and compete. You know, this year we're going to start off like maybe top five in the country. So it's a different bozo on our back. Mm-hmm. We have right away, you know, national games and, you know, people want to beat us. We're the hunted team now. We went from hunting to being the hunted. So we're going to just expect players who want to go out there and win, who want to compete, who want to go out there and, you know, be the best we can be each and every day, each and every game.
Mm-hmm. Sure, definitely. Okay. And, you know, that, taking that, you know, having that transition going from, you know, hunting to being the hunted, you know, I read recently that, you know, Coach Underwood has challenged you to become the primary leader of, you know, the team this upcoming season. And, you know, you've already been the starting guard, so you've already been, you know, preparing for that role. And it's still pretty young, pretty early on. You know, you guys are probably just doing workouts right now. But how has that process been so far? You know, sort of taking that role full time.
Yeah, I mean, it's great because, you know, we have freshman guards Andre Cabrillo, Adam Miller, and we have Coleman Hawkins. We have a lot of young guys on our team. So really, it's my job to just show an example. You know, just show them being on time, not coming 5 minutes before workouts, getting in 20, 30 minutes before, in the drills, going as hard as I can, game speed. Just, you know, going as hard, talking on defense, sprinting, running hard, just trying to show an example with not just my words, but with my actions so that they can see it. Of course, you know, me being a leader, they're going to look at me to to lead. So that's something I have to do, just be more vocal in practice and just overall just showing them how it's done, wearing masks, you know, just in a weight room, going as hard as I can. So now they see what it takes to be the best and to win at a high level.
Yep. 100%. The little things, man, always matter.
Always matter.
Yeah. So what have you been doing during the pandemic, you know, on and off the court? And then, you know, what parts of your game, you know, are you working on, you know, to head into this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working on my body, of course. I gained about 15 pounds last year, went from 185 to 200. Mm. My body just eating a lot of food, working out daily. I've been blessed to have a gym during the pandemic. And during the pandemic, I've really been working on my isolation situation from threes, getting a lot of repetitions up from threes, making that much more accurate. Of course, my verticals, trying to
finish at the rim. I see the bounce.
Yeah, I've seen
that. I see the bounce.
Yeah, I'm trying to finish the rim much more easy with my size. And overall, I was working on my game, just trying to become a better player.
Yeah. And, you know, before we leave, you know, is there a mantra or a quote, you know, that you live by?
I would say proper preparation prevents poor performance. I live by that because, you know, at the next level, at the highest level, you know, whether it's collegiate, high school, or NBA, if you have proper preparation, you want to prevent poor performance. If you study before a test and you take the test, you go get an A. If you put the work in before workout, the week before a game, you put the shots up, game speed, lift weights, game speed, take care of working in the classroom. When you play that game on Saturday night on ESPN, it's going to be much more easy. You're going to be much more confident shooting that jump shot or shooting that floater.
Yep.
That's what I live by, proper preparation prevents poor performance.
That's real. And that also plays into, you know, confidence. You putting those reps in, you're going to be more confident.
Be more confident when you shoot that jump shot. Yep. Confidence everything in life.
Seriously.
Well, thanks, bro, for joining us, man. You know, we appreciate you coming on the show, man. And
always.
You know, tell the family, say hi and everything, too.
All right. Sure.
Definitely, man. Good luck this year. Hopefully, y'all have a season. You had a great season last year. Showed up on some of the biggest stages. I already know the next step will be even greater.
Yep.
Let me know whenever y'all want me to come back.
Gotcha. Anytime.
Yeah.
Definitely.